The most royal frolic of our great king is now put in print for his subjects to sing. 'Tis about his brave feasting at a farmer's house, where he and his nobles did bravely carouse. Now here is the second part penned to show what passed when the good man he homeward did go. He now having been at Market Town to see our great sovereign of fame and renown, but seeing at last that he came not that way, the farmer resolved here not for to stay, and so with his wife to his farm did repair, but yet little thinking King William was there. Now when the king with his nobles had dined, the farmer came home and happened to find 3 gallant fine coaches just at his own door. Such a brave sight he had ne'er seen before, but this fine sight he no sooner beheld, but all his senses with wonder were filled. The good man was troubled and did shake for fear. He hardly knew where or what course for to steer, thinking some robbers has ransacked his farm. Pish, says his good wife, I do fear no such harm. Good husband, then be of good courage, quoth she. In order I will tell you what 'tis you shall see. Our daughter, you know, she is handsome and fair. Few with her for beauty can hardly compare. Some noble young gallant to court her is come, knowing that both of us were far from home. And if his intentions are honest and just, your daughter with him I hope you will trust. Alas, my dear honey, the good man replied, if any young gallant will make her his bride, and I should not be willing to yield to the same, the whole world would think I were highly to blame. Oh, I should rejoice such a wedding to see, 'twould make her a lady in every degree. Now as they were talking, a neighbor came by, and thus to the farmer did presently cry, there's a royal guest dines with you today, our great King William and his nobles so gay. This frightened the farmer and his wife likewise, that what course to take they could not devise. Then out came King William with his royal train, in order to go on his journey again. And as their young daughter did wait on the side, my father and mother is here, then she cried. King William then smiling did forthwith command that both should be made in his presence to stand. He bid them be cheerful and nothing to fear, and rewarded them nobly for their country cheer. His nobles was pleased as fame does report, fair above all the dainty dishes at court. So taking his leave of the good man that day, great William for London then posted away. The merry old farmer was pleased at his heart, that fortune such favors to him should impart. While he went to meet our king 7 long mile, the king and his nobles came to see him the while, and was very well pleased to dine on his board with such wholesome food as his house could afford.